Okay, we're going forward. Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Beis, Ahmed Aleph on the Mishnah. Eilu, the following list of Ne'amorim are said B'chol Loshon, in any language. Right, you could even say it's in English. Number one, Parshas Sota. Okay, Parshas Sota is what we've been talking about, right? The things when the Kohen speaks to the woman, she has Sota. What's that? Megillah Sota, right, yes. No, not the Megillah. I don't think it meant the Megillah Sota, though, actually. Okay. It's what a Kohen says to her. Yes, yeah, it's funny why it calls Parshas Sota. Yeah, I think it means the what's included in Parshas Sota. Now, next, number two, Vidui Maisa. So Vidui Maisa is at the end of each 3 years, right, starting after the Shemitah cycle, first 3 years, you have to basically get rid of all of your obligations, your tithes, and give them to the right people, right? You've got to give your Maisa Oni to the Oni, the Maisa Sheni, you've got to take up to Shalim, and the Maisa Rishon, you've got to give to the Levi. And there's actually a declaration one makes at the in the third year, and it says, I've done what I'm supposed to do, and that can be said in any Loshon. Now, number three, Krishma. You can say Krishma in English. Yeah, but Tefillah. Yes, Tefillah you can daven in any language. Yeah, a Berachos HaMazon. The Gemara, we're going to explain all these things, obviously. Yeah, a Berachos HaMazon, you can bench in any language. Yeah, a Shavuos HaEidos. Shavuos Eidos, this is number six. Shavuos Eidos is that basically you witness something and someone wants to get you to go to Beis Din, and they say to you, you testify, you saw it, didn't you? And they make a Shavua. You make a Shavua that you saw this, right? And testify, and the guy denies seeing anything, and then eventually gives, if he does tshuva, whatever. But the point is, when the person is basically trying to making a shvua, is mashbia, is basically making the guy make a shvua, that can be even said in English. Now, and shvua to pikudon is the same thing, but just with a deposit. That basically, I deposited by you, yeah, such and such, yeah, and I'm making a shvua that I did it, and the guy says no, right? And maybe he says, amen, no, right? But so that would also, you could say that in English. Who makes this word? He's mashbia. This is sort of funny over here. Rashi speaks out that you mashbia somebody. I basically make you make a shavua.
That you
have my thing, and you deny it. And then, so I suppose you're saying under oath, denying under oath, and at some point he does tshuva, and then he brings a korban. And okay, now ve'elu ne'amorim b'chol loshon hakodesh. Sorry, and these things are said in loshon hakodesh. Okay, mikra bikurim. When a person, that is the reading of the bikurim. When a person brings bikurim to the base of mikdash, he has a certain thing, right? Arami ovidavi. There's a whole nusach that he says. So that nusach has to be said in loshon hakodesh. Ve'chalitza. Chalitza has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. If he does Yivam, there's not much speaking, right? But if he does Chalitza, there's a declaration he's got to make. So that would be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, Brachos Uklalos. So, right, Brachos Uklalos, this is talking about the blessings and the curses that were said and Har Grizim on Har Eval when they came into Eretz Yisrael the first day. This is what they did. They schlepped over to these mountains, and they did the brachos and the klalos. The Mishnah is going to explain that coming up.
Does that mean when we read it in the Torah, it has to be Hebrew?
Well, maybe it sounds from this, not maybe, right? Just these things specifically. Well, let's carry on the list. You're going to watch it. Maybe it's going to be later, but whatever. Berachos Kohenim has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Uberchas Kohen Gadol, the bracha of the Kohen Gadol. That means on Yom Kippur, right? We know the Kohen Gadol, after the service, he used to read from the Torah, right? So when he read from the Torah, he said some brachas, you know, like you know when we do the half Torah, you say a lot of brachas. So when he did read from the Torah, he said like extra brachas, okay? Uparshas Amelech, this is a similar thing. When they did Hakel, right, at the end of the seventh year, right at the beginning of the eighth year. They did Hakel. That means all of Klal Yisrael got together, at least, and they went to Yerushalayim, and the king read from the Sefer Torah, and over there he also said these brachos. So that has to be also in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. Parshas Egel Arufa. Parshas Egel Arufa, that means they found a dead body, they measured right to it, and then basically the local Dayanim from that city have to say this thing, yeah, look, right, the Kapel Amcha or something, basically you should have a kapara for your nation, and that's said in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, a Meshuach Milchama, right, the person who has been anointed, this is a Kohen, who's been anointed for the sake of Milchama. He like go, this is the Kohen that goes out with the army. B'sha Shemadaber Ela'om. B'sha means at the time, Shemadaber, that he speaks, Ela'om, to the people. Basically, they're going to war, and he says, you know, if anybody's, you know, just got engaged recently, you don't have to go. You know, there's certain things, you know, it says, don't be scared. If you're scared, don't bother. And that has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh.
We've covered every single case of either yes or no. In other words, that means there's no other cases that are...
But so the Gemara is going to... Very good, man. The Gemara is going to speak about this. Like, what's the default point that's going to be... That's going to come up. And there are going to be other cases as well. But these, generally, these are things that we say things, right? A lot of other, you know, when you do your Dalad Minim, right, you don't have to say anything. Yeah, but that's a bracha, right? So that's the right. So that maybe that's under Berachas Hamazon. You know, maybe that's there's like a general, you know, whatever. Okay, but yeah, I'm thought about it, but yeah. Now, Mikra Bikurim. So Mikra Bikurim, we said it had to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Ketzad. So Ketzad, this Ketzad is not like normal Ketzad. Ketzad means how do you do it? This Ketzad means from where do we know? Rashi points it out. Okay, so how do we know that Mikra Bikurim has to be in Lashon HaKodesh? The Anisa, right, this Anisa is not like a normal Anisa. Normally Anisa means you answer, but over here it means you basically declare, you say loudly. It's more of like a, Rashi speaks it out in Chumash, yeah, that you should... that's what you should declare va'amata, and you should say lifnei Hashem Elokecha, before your God, right? So this is when his is in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so if you notice, the first word was va'anisa. Okay, ulahalanu omer, it says further on in the Torah, it says this is with regards to the blessings and the curses on the har grizim and har evil. It says va'anu, and they should answer. So you see over here, we got a bit of a Gezeirah Shavah going on over here, right? We see it says Onu, the Onu, yeah, in both of these Pesukim, Halavim, the Omru, and they will say. Right, so now we're assuming that we know that the Brochas and Klalos on Har Abel and Har Grizim, Har Abel were said in Lashon HaKodesh. We have not proven how we know that, but we know that's a given, right? So
I'm not sure that you mean this there.
Well, they knew Aramaic. They knew Aramaic, yeah. Right?
Aramaic, but that's
the
Aramaic already.
Before the Gemara in Sedrin, I haven't reviewed it recently, but it could be that even Adam and Rishon spoke Aramaic.
Okay. Lovin.
Right. Lovin. Yeah, Lovin. Yeah. Okay, Gil. Okay. So Ma Lahalan, right, just as, right, so there's the Ma Af over here, yeah? Ma, just like Lahalan over there, Beloshan, right, Bez is a prefix, Loshan, Akoidesh, it's in Loshan Akoidesh, over there, and Hargriz and Mareval, yeah, Afkan, so too here with Mikra Bikurim is Beloshan Akoidesh. Now, Chalitza, Ketzad. There's another one, right? Chalitza, this Kate said, is also, where do we know that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh? So we're going to do the same thing. Look, answer, and she will answer. Now, here's is answer, not declare, but it's the same word, yeah? It's the same roots, right? V'omra, and she will say, yeah? Ulahalanu oimeh, and further on, right, meaning what we just said, yeah? With har grizim har ve'evol, it says, v'onu alavim, v'omru. Right, so basically, we're learning two things from the Levim, meaning from the brachos and har grizim of har Abel. So Ma Lahalan, just as over there, it's Meloshon HaKodesh. Afkan, but Lashon HaKodesh. So too, it's over here in Lashon HaKodesh. Connect. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he's going to disagree with regards to Chalitza. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'onsa V'omra, so he brings the same pasuk, but then it says, if you carry on reading, it says, Kacha, thusly, right? So this Kacha over here is basically saying, yeah, that was the end of the quote, Ad Shatoima B'loshan Azeh, until she says it in this Loshan, meaning Kacha, right? V'onsa V'omra, Kacha. Just right, just like I saying over here, which is the Lashon HaKodesh, you've got to say Lashon HaKodesh. You don't have to learn from how agrees him. Now, brachos uklalos ketzad. Now, the brachos and the klalos ketzad, this is a ketzad, is not where, this how do you do it. So the brachos and klalos, here we're going to say how he did it. Okay. Kiven she'ovru, since the ovru, the shin is a prefix, ovru, that they crossed, Yisrael, klal Yisrael, Esa Yardain, the river, the Jordan River, yeah, Ubao El Har Grizim, and they came to Har Grizim, the El Har Eval, and also to the mountain of Eval. Right, Shuba Shomron, the Shin and the base of the prefix, Shomron is a place. Right, Shuba Tzad, where Shin and the base is a prefix, but Tzad in the Tzad, in the side of Shechem. So these is by Shechem, these mountains. Shuba Eitzel, right, the Shin and the base is also prefixed Eitzel Elonei Moire, the by Elonei Moire. So basically, these mountains are in the Shomron, on the side of Shechem, which is by Elonei Moire. So now, in the Torah, it doesn't tell you exactly where Elonei Moire is. So we're going to learn where Elonei Moire is from, I think it's from Avraham. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shinema. Right, so Halohema, behold, they are referring to the mountains, yeah. Be'ever Yarden, and they're in the Ever Yarden. And if you look at the pasuk over there, pasuk Dalid, the last three words in the pasuk, it says Eitzel Eloinei Moira. So it says the mountains are by Eloinei Moira, right? Halon Huma over, and over there it says V'yavor Avram, and Avram went Be'aret in the land Ad Makom Shechem, until Shechem. So you see, it's a Shechem here. Ad Elam Moira, until Elam Moira. So you see, Shechem and Elam Moira seem to be next to one another, and we know where Shechem is. That seems to be a given. So therefore, once we know where the Elam Moira is next to Shechem, so therefore we know that, and we know the mountains are by that, so we know the mountains are by Shechem. Ma Elam Moira, just as Elam Moira, Ha'amola Halon Shechem, right, over there, it's Shechem, meaning with Avraham Avinu. Yeah, Af Elam Moira, Sutu Elam Moira, Amokan, that is said over here with Hargreaves and Har Eval, is Shechem. Okay, so now we know the place. So how did they do it? So Shisha Shavotim, six of the tribes, Olu, the go up, Leroy to the top of Hargreaves. So the right, they went and got to the summit of Hargreaves. Now, and the other six, Shisha Shavotim, Olu Leroish to the head of Har Eval. Okay, so that's six tribes to the Har Grizim, six tribes to Har Eval. Vakoanim, Vahalavim, we got to the Kohanim and the Levim, Vaharon and the Aaron of Kodesh, Oimdim Lamata. They stay down in between the two mountains. So you've got the Kohanim and the Levim and the Aaron of Kodesh and the Be'emtza. Now, Hakoinim, the Kohanim, Mekifin, they surround Esa Aaron, the Aaron. Yeah, but Levim, Esa Kohanim, and the Levim then surround the Kohanim. Now, and with the guards, but V'chol Yisrael, we already said, right, is Mikan and Mikan. They're from each side, they're flanking them, yeah, on the sides of the mountain. Shanema, we're going to prove this, that they're up on the mountain, yeah, V'chol Yisrael. All of Israel means the Shvatim, means the Kenav, and the elders, the Shoytrav, and the policemen, the Shoyftav, and the Dayanim, Oimdim, Mizeh, La'aron. They're standing all around to Aaron. So maybe, I don't know if the Shoyft, it seems like the Shoyftim you think will be down there, but it sounds from this, maybe it means on the mountain. I didn't check this, get 100% clear on this, if it means they're all these people on the mountain or not. Okay, Bezer Shem, we'll get clarity. We're going, man. So now we know where it is. We know how they're standing. So now they're going to start off with the bracha. This is very interesting. I noticed in the Torah, it doesn't mention the brachas. It just talks about the curses. But basically, every bracha, every curse that they had a bracha, and the bracha actually went first. So first is how they do it, yeah? So hafchu paneihem, this is the coin of the Levi'im, down who were in the middle. They faced, yeah, hafchu, they like turned around paneihem, their faces. Kalape means like basically in the direction, yeah, towards ha-grizim. Okay, so the phase in ha-grizim, and poschu, and they started the bracha. With the first set, they said the bracha, and this is bracha number one. Baruch asher, Baruch Ha'ish, blessed is the man, Asher lo yaseh, shouldn't make a pesel, a masecha. Those two kinds of idols. I think pesel is one that's like chiseled out, masecha is one that's cast metal. Anyway, but you basically don't make idols. Yeah, v'elu means the ones on Har Grizim, and also the ones on Har Eval, oinim amen, they answer amen. Even though, okay, they all answer amen. Now, so then they turn round. Yeah, hafchu paneihem, then they turned the heads, kalapi ha eval, towards her eval, yeah, apostle b'chlala, and then they just started saying the klala, right?
This which the entire Bnei Yisrael, or just...
Yeah, this is all of them, yeah, they came in time, just roll, yeah. We're actually going to get into this, yeah? Right.
Not those standing on her eval. The other six, right? Because there were six on the high.
The six, yeah, just saying general. Actually, right, so then they said what we just said is Baruch. They just said that what we just said is, they'd say Auror, right? Actually, Goimrim, Brochus, and Klalos, until he finished all of the Brochus and the Klalos, meaning they did one by one. They did Brocha, Klala, Brocha, Klala, Brocha, Klala. Okay, but Achakach, afterwards, Haviu, they brought the Avonim. I mean, it was maybe like brought out the Avonim, because we're going to learn, Bez Hashem, later, that these stones that they had, so they'd crossed the Yarden that day. Yeah, they schlepped over to Har Grizim and to Har Eval to do this procedure, and they actually schlepped out with them stones, 12 stones from the riverbed, so these stones which they brought from the riverbed, right? Yeah, have you heard of Avonim? Bonu es mizbeach. They use these to build a mizbeach. Yeah, the sodu besid. And then they brought maybe korbanos, right? We'll have to. We're going to get more into detail. The sodu, and they covered it with sid. They covered it with lime, right? The kosvu alav, and they also wrote upon it es kol all the divrei Torah, all of the Torah. B'shivim, in right, basically the prefix b'shivim with 70 loshon. Basically, they wrote all the different languages so everybody could potentially read these stones and read the Torah. Shenema ber heitev. So this is a quote. Ber means it's explained. Heitev means it's explained really well. So they basically made it so that it was accessible to everybody. Yeah, then they did that. Then the notlu es avonim, basically, then they dismantled it. Yeah, Ovo, and they went to go after a long hard day, right? Velonu, and they rested, I mean they slept over for the night, Bim Koimon in their place, which was Gilgal, and they brought the stones with them, and then they went to bed, and that we will go to bed.